Let's get started. Two things to do today. First of all, I want to finish off what we were doing last week, what we were doing on Friday, and then to do this new sugya of connecting the different parshios or the different parts of the batim, when things can be connected together, when they cannot be connected together, when is the connection considered valid and a single unit, and when is it not considered a single unit. I'm going to apologize in advance if I'm a little more choppy today than usual. Didn't really have a chance over Shabbos to prepare properly. But okay, let's just go with two ha'aros, I guess, on relating to the Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura thing from Friday before we move on. So we've discussed the Tefillin Shel Rosh having a greater level of Kedusha than the Tefillin Shel Yad. We discussed several different reasons why that might be the case, that it has a Kedusha Chamura, either because two out of the three letters of the Shem Hashem, or maybe that relates to the V'yaru Mimecha, that people will fear us when they see the Tefillin Shel Rosh, or because there are four batim in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, so the fact that there are four compartments maybe makes it something that's holier, or that since the Shin is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, so there's that Halach L'Moshe Misinai element, forgetting even about the Dalet and the Nat and the Yod, but just the Shin being Halach L'Moshe Misinai, which is a real os that's carved into the batim, or just simply that the head is a more chashuv place. But now that we know that it's a kedusha chamura, and you know that it takes something from a kedusha chamura to a kedusha kala, the Taz suggests what he recognizes is a great chiddush. The Taz in Simkuf Mendal Tzivkat and Zayin writes velule de mistafina. Whenever you have a lulei d'mistafina, it means I'm acknowledging that this is a great chiddush. It literally means, if not that I were afraid, I would suggest the following. But, meaning obviously he's not afraid because he's about to suggest it. So it's just an expression that says that I'm about to say something that I believe, but I could imagine that others might not agree with me about, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is, lulei d'mistafina amina milsa chadita. I would say a great chiddush. Whenever you have something that you can't make, you can't transform from a more severe level of Kedusha, a higher level of Kedusha, to a lower level of Kedusha, that's only if it could still be used for the Kedusha Gedola. But if it's not going to be able to be used for the Kedusha Chamura anyway, you're not going to use it for the more lofty purpose anyhow. And your choices are don't use it at all, or use it for a Kedusha Kala. So then, says the Taz, I would think logically better to use it for the Kedusha Kala. V'raya mimitbuchos sefer Torah shabala osin mimena tachrich lemeis. The raya is from the wrappings around the Sefer Torah, the cloth around the Sefer Torah. If it gets worn out, you're allowed to use it as a tachrich on the mace. Vizuhi gnizasa, and that's how they're gonies it, by putting it on a mace. Vahavade shabiyosa kaya masalasas kain. Now, certainly, you wouldn't be able to take a perfectly usable mantle of the Sefer Torah and stick it on a mace. You're only allowed to do it because it was bala, it's worn out. Elal karcha kivan shaton gniza shaper avle gniza sam. Since it requires gniza, this is the gniza. Hachanami av adiv tvei lasos batashmish kedusha lachzik basvarim. So if you're allowed to use it as a gniza by burying it together with a person, you could probably also use it to wrap around lesser svarim that don't need as much material as a sefer Torah would need. Because what's your other option? Your other option is to put in Sheamus? So why would you put in Sheamus? You can still use it for something that is a lofty purpose, maybe not as lofty as initially intended, but it's still a lofty purpose. So you hear the Svara? Why would you throw something out if you can still use it, even if it's not as great a purpose as it was initially designated for? But when something's still usable for a Kedusha Chamura, that's when you're not allowed to transfer it to a Kedusha Kala. Very logical, no? So why is this a lulei d'mistafina? Why is this such a great Chiddush? So it's a great chiddush on two levels. First, in the svara itself, it's a chiddush, and second, in his raya, is a chiddush to think that his raya is a raya. Let's take the second one first. The raya. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's good as far as taking something that's more chomer. Instead of putting in geniza, you could just use it for something that's not as, like, obviously that's better than geniza, working in the opposite direction. If you want to use it for tefillin or mezuzah, why would you want to use like the scraps or like the leftovers or something? They still have an inherent kedusha, so maybe you should be using something the farchila for them, not just.
Meaning it's a bizayon.
You're right.
It's not a bizayon to the kedusha chamur. It's a bizayon to the kedusha kala, right. that it's getting the scraps of some other right. of some other kedusha. Okay, good. So when it comes to the raya, I felt like Ari thought that his raya is that you're taking the mantle of the Sefer Torah and you're putting it on a mace. Vizu higni zasa. And that is how you bury it, meaning you bury it in a way that shows this appropriate connection between the person who's like a Sefer Torah, who's being put in Geniza. There's the Rav Soloveitchik had a whole mahalich about that, about how a person is Tashmishe Kedusha, and that's why a Jew is Tashmishe Kedusha, because Chakuk Aluach Libecha, the Torah's Kosov Aluach Libecha, and therefore we require Geniza, Lachar Me'av Esrim, we require Kavura, whereas Mesei Akum don't require Kavura, because they're just Tashmishe Mitzvah, they do mitzvahs, but there's no Tashmisha Kedusha, the Torah is not Kasav Aluach Libam, right? This whole idea. So a human body, a Jew that's being buried, is Geniza also. The mantle of the Sefer Torah requires Geniza. So all we're saying is, it's nice, put them both together and do the Geniza at the same time. But it's having a Geniza. It's not that you're using it for some Kedusha Kala, you're not. You're putting it in Geniza. Yeah, and the Taz says, what, do you think you'd be allowed to take a perfectly good mantle of a Sefer Torah and put it in Geniza? No, you're not supposed to take perfectly good tefillin and put it in Geniza. You're not supposed to take perfectly good anything and put it in Geniza. You're only supposed to do that once it's worn out. So his raya is a very strange raya. If you're allowed to put it in Geniza by burying it with a person, then you should be allowed to use it on lesser svarim. What? You're allowed to use it on. You're allowed to put it with the person because the person's that's Geniza, zui Genizasa. Putting it on svarim is not a Geniza at all. That's our rada mikdusha. So the raya seems very, very weak. Now what about the svara? But the svara seems glat. No, leaving out Mikey's point for a second, the svara seemed pretty strong. That your only options left, it's no longer usable for a Sefer Torah, let's say. Your only options left are Kedusha Kala or zero. Isn't Kedusha Kala a better option? So I didn't have a chance. Like I said, I'm not well prepared, but I'm pretty sure there's a sugya in Masechas Yuma about a Kohen Sha'avar, Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, that you have a Kohen Gadol who becomes Tamei. So what happens with the Kohen Gadol who becomes Tamei? So he can't work, right? So what do? They get a substitute. Good. Then the Kohen Gadol who became Tamei is Tahar again. So now what? What do you do with the guy that was substituted? What? He steps down to become... So there's machlokas. If I'm not mistaken, I wish Rabbi Razman was here. He knows these sugyas cold. There's a machlokas, I think, maybe machlokas tanaim, whether he goes to becoming a kohen hediot, or he just doesn't do anything. What would be the svara to not do anything? That he can't do anything, because a guy who's a kohen gadol can't become a kohen hediot. He can't. That's a mockery of it. You know, it's a bizayon. He was a kohen gadol. He can't still be a Kohen Gadol because, you know, there's the other guy's back, and that would be he doesn't need to feel like there's someone looking over his shoulder. So if he was a substitute Kohen Gadol, according to one daya, he's done. But isn't it better to be a Kohen Hediot than to be nothing? Meaning, isn't it better to serve as a Kohen Hediot than to do nothing? So this is machlokas. If I'm not mistaken, I just haven't had a chance to find the sugya. Please, I'll get it for you tomorrow. But I'm pretty sure this is a machlokas in the Gemara. So what's the svar over here? What's the svar to say that it's not, you know what, he just has to do nothing? That it's better to do nothing than to be used for that which is a lesser kedusha. So I think the svar is that when you're using it for something that was less than what, you know, his stature would determine. Let me put it this way. You have a guy who works in a law firm, let's say, and he becomes partner, and he becomes, beyond whatever, the chairman of the firm, whatever, right? And then then he starts losing it a little bit. You know, he gets older, he's not as sharp, his mental acuity is not what it used to be. So do you say, you know what, we should still make use of him, put him in the mailroom. You know, let him work in the mailroom. So would they ever do that? What would he ever agree to that? Would his family ever want that? What would he do? What do they encourage him to do when he starts losing a little bit? Retire. Rabbi Raz, the sugi about a Kohen Gadol who's Tamei, and the other Kohen Gadol took his place. What happens to him afterwards? Right? Right, Gemara Numa, so Machlokas, right? Whether he goes back to being Kohen Hedyot or he goes...
He definitely has certain halachas of still being a Kohen
Gadol. Right, but in terms of Avodah, though. Meaning, can he get that he doesn't do low coin head or low coin God? Isn't there a day like that that he does
do
nothing?
Malam
Kodesh Malam Meridin, right? And he
coin God.
Right. So he ends up. But that's machlokas, right? It's not. That's not the only day, is it? Because we just learned to Taz. The Taz says when you have something that has kedusha chamura, but it can't be used anymore for kedusha chamura. So at least now you could use it for a Kedusha Kala. Because what? You're just going to put it in Geniza? Might as well use it for Kedusha Kala. So Lechara, that's against... Yeah, Lechara, the Svara would be that, no, you can't use it for Kedusha Kala.
Between a person's Malam and Kodesh, the Gavra Kohen Gadol...
Versus a Chepta. Right.
Gavra Kohen Gadol can't go back to it's just a child. Gavra Kohen Gadol.
Right, but it does use the term Malam Kodesh Lomaridim, right? So that's... Okay, so that's why the Taz is a lulei de mistafina. It's a davar chadash. So he wants to say this chiddush, but I'm just saying it's not so pashut. It seems that Rabbi Razin is going to find the Gemara. If I told you, he would know. So the element of malam kadosh lomaridin lechora is not so pashut. You're not going to take the guy who used to be the chairman of the company and put him in the mailroom because you might as well use him for something. No, it's better for him to retire. It's better for him to not do anything than for him to be used for something that's so beneath where he should be. It might be, you know, what it might fundamentally be about what the isser of moridin is, of a lo moridin is. What's the problem of moridin? Is it that you're not allowed to use something for the way the Taz is understanding is that you're not allowed to use something for anything less than its maximum capacity, anything less than what its greatest potential is. So, okay, now it doesn't have great potential anymore, only a smaller potential. Yuma yud beis amud beis. Yeah. Got them also. Okay. Tan rabban irbo psul minu acher tachtav. So there's a psul and they appoint someone else. Rishon chozel avodaso. Sheni kol mitzvos kuhuna gedola lav divrei meir. So the second guy still has mitzvos kuhuna gedola. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Rishon Chozel Avodaso. Sheni eino roi lo l'koin gadol v'lo l'koin hedyot. He can't be either one. Not a koin gadol or a koin hedyot. Exactly like we said. Why? The Gemara explains. Koin gadol mishum eva. He can't be a koin gadol because that's obviously not going to be great for the psyche of the acting koin gadol to have this other guy a second koin gadol. And koin hedyot mishum malam b'kodesh v'lo moridin. So again, what is malam b'kodesh v'lo moridin about? Is malam b'kodesh v'lo moridin that anything that's being used that you're not allowed to use something for less than its maximum potential, or is malam b'kodesh v'lo moridin? No, it's just a din in horada to use it for less than what it used to be used for. The way the Taz is understanding it is that anything less than its maximum potential can't be used for. Well, now its maximum potential has changed; it can't be used anymore for a mantle of the Sefer Torah, so you might as well use it for a mantle of other Svarim. Whereas whoever would want to argue on the Taz, L'chara would say, no, it's not about maximum Kedusha, it's about the actual Harada. To use it for something beneath what it used to be used for is itself a Bizayim.
It's not necessarily a good parallel, because the substitute still has the capacity to become a Kohen Gadol if the other one comes coming again. So it's not like, it's, and the only reason
is I think the Gemara is saying... I think what the Gemara is saying is that the Gemara is saying that even after that he actually can't. That even after the second guy, even after the other guy dies, because the Eva is that here's this person that was a Kohen Gadol, has designs on becoming a Kohen Gadol. So once you know, he's never going to be a Kohen Gadol again, so then this Kohen Gadol could serve with peace of mind. So it actually, Rashi says, Mishumeva nifsal aflacher misas risho. Diyamrit Yishamish Achrov, Havilet Sore Mechayim. Oh, is that only a Havamina? Or is that as Mad Zetema? We got to look at that. We have to look at that Gemara carefully. But I thought the Gemara was saying that he can't be. Okay. So anyway, so this is just a ha'ara that Taz and Malam Kodesh Lomaridin is not so pashut. A second ha'ara before we get to our regularly scheduled program, if we get to it today. The second ha'ara is relating to the different levels of kedusha. Is the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Beis writes that it's best to write the Shel Yad first, before you write the Shel Rosh. Meaning if you're the Sofer writing the Tefillin, best to write the Parsha of the Shel Yad. Why? Because it says that the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk about Tefillin? Kshat Los Al Yadecha, Utotavos Ben Yadecha. So it's Los Al Yadecha first, it's first the arm, and then in the Pasuk it's Muktam Bekra. So it's Muktam Bekra should come earlier. In the Sefer HaKavanos Me'arizal, they quote that the Shel Rosh should come first. Why would the Shel Rosh come first? Because Shel Rosh has more kedusha, and you want to write that which has more kedusha before that which has less kedusha. That's the it says sheyichtov Shel Rosh v'yiskenu legamri v'yashchiro v'achar kach yichtov Shel Yad. Even more than that, write the Shel Rosh, make the Shel Rosh, blacken the batim, do everything, finish the Shel Rosh, then write the Shel Yad. L'chora. Because of the kedusha chamura, right? That you want to create that kedusha chamura by making the shel rosh. But why do you have to do everything? Why can't you just write the shel rosh parshios? So it relates to our sugya. Let's say you have shel rosh parshios, and you decide you want to use them for shel yad. So our gemara says you could do that. You could tie them together and sew them together and make them into a shel yad. So what really finalizes this as the Shel Rosh, gives it the full Kedusha Chamur of the Shel Rosh? Only when you actually finish making the whole Shel Rosh. You actually mashkar it, you actually do the whole thing. So only then would you say that you've actually made the Shel Rosh. Good. Rabbi Mendelwitz in Inside Stam just points out that Ulfize Yatza, in the back he has essays in Hebrew, he says Ulfize Yatza Shemisha Rotza Lino Ka'ariza. If a person wants to be knowing like the Arizal, he's a chassid, he wants his tefillin to be Arizal tefillin. Tzarech lasos k'dvar v'manish, then you got to be consistent. Ulahak b'dach nisam la'abatim kodim k'sivis ha'shal yad. He's got a request of the sofer to finish making the shel rosh, put it in the batim, do everything, before he even writes the shel yad. Shemistam kozev shel rosh kodim b'li lach nisam yasa shel lo kiyem ha'arizal, v'gam lo kiyem ha'ramah. Because if he writes the shel rosh first, then the shel yad, and then makes the Shel Rosh, right, then puts it in the batim and everything, he's been Mekayim nobody. Right? Because we paskin, Ramah paskin Shulchan Aruch, you got to write the Shel Yad first. He wants to be like the Arizal, write the Shel Rosh first, oh, but then you got to put it in the batim first also, because that's what really creates the Kedusha. V'itzati dvarai l'fnei agon Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita, v'amar shadvar m'necholmi. He says that he told this to Rav Yaakov Hillel, and he asked what he thought. Rav Yaakov Hillel said it's correct. And Rav Yaakov Hillel said, you know, people in the know are makbid about this. Like, it's not your chiddush. This has been thought about. People who know about the Arizal and are makbid about the Arizal are makbid about this. And then Rav Yaakov Hillel said, but you don't actually have to wear them. Just lachnisam labatim. You just have to put them into the batim. What do you think about that? What would be the svarit to have to wear them? The Gemara said la hazmana, right? If it's just say you're mazman them and hazmana la milsa, right? So then, so maybe that's nothing. Okay, tzarchi in love. Then he says that the Bach writes that in explaining the Torah, the Shel Rosh should be written first because it's kedusha chamura, because Shel Rosh has a shin and dalid of the Shem Shakai. So if that's what makes the Kedusha Chamura, remember that discussion. What gives it Kedusha Chamura? If what gives it Kedusha Chamura is the Shin and the Dalid, so is it enough to just put the Parshas in the Batim? You want to be Yotzei the Arizal. You want to make the Kedusha Rosh first. What do you need to do? You need to make the Kesher. You need to make the Ritzuos. because that's the only way you're going to establish Kedusha Chamura. So it'll be another Chamura to add if you want to be Yotzei Barizal. Then he writes, V'od nafka mina gedola sheyotze mikol zehu. Another nafka mina gedola that comes out is, sheyesh miposkeiz manenu sha'omru, sha'yom shenogin ashkenazim chutz me'achasidim karama lichtov ha'shal yad kodim. Since non-Hasidic Ashkenazim do like the Ramah, where we write the Shalyad first, Biparshios Yekaros Shekas V'Asof Rashal Rosh Kodem HaShalyad Tzarech Lahudia LaHakon Hashem Nichtav Yishlok HaMenageni. If a guy wants to have all the Hakpados and have the most beautiful tefillin and get everything right with his tefillin, if the Sofer wrote the Shal Rosh before the Shalyad, he has to let the person know that this is not so beautiful, that this is not perfect. The Shemati Me'agon of Morgenstern Shlita, Shaladas Maran Agon of Yosef Shalom Yashiv Zatzal, Ein Sarach Lodiel Akon. The Rav Yashiv didn't think he had to let him know, because that's only a din of Min HaMuvchar. But Lechora, if the guy is trying to be makbid on the mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, then you should have to let him know about that. What would be the counter argument? You wouldn't have to let him know about that. When I'm being makbid on mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, so what am I being makbid about? What has to be Min HaMuvchar? The Cheftza Shel Tefillin, right? I want to be Min HaMuvchar. The Hanachas HaTefillin, I want to be Min HaMuvchar. I'll make sure I don't have Chatzitzos, I'll make sure that it's exactly centered, I'll make sure, right? The Cheftza Shel Tefillin should look, the black should be black and shouldn't be fading, and that the Parshia should be beautiful and everything else, right? That's Min HaMuvchar. Potentially, one could argue, the idea of writing the Shalosh before the Shalyad has zero effect on the Cheftza Shel Tefillin, on the beauty and the chatzah shel tefillin, but it affects the asiyas tefillin. That the asiyas tefillin is shalom min hamufchar, but maybe the resulting product is no less shalom min hamufchar. So maybe that would be a reason, maybe not to, that you don't necessarily have to share that information. Okay, so that was just finishing up from last week. Now moving on to our new sugya. So there are two things that our Gemara talks about, or that we should talk about, in terms of attaching different items. It's a fascinating discussion that Rav Soloveitchik really has about this, about why it is that when you look at shofar, you look at get, you look at parshios of mezuzah, parshios of tefillin, it seems that you have contradictions all over the place about whether you're allowed to attach different items. But the Gemara first, before we even got into attaching the parshios, just about the batim themselves, attaching the different oros to make the batim of the shalrosh. So the Sefer HaTrumah is quoted by the Beis Yosef, who's not sure whether you need the four batim to be made me'or echod mamish. You ever see, they have pictures in this book, I recommend taking a look about how the tefillin are made, how the batim are made. And they show you the basic piece of leather that it is, this piece of hide that it is, where they shape it out, but it's made mamish, made orech on mamish. They take one piece of hide and they shape it and they form four batim in it. And they says if not sure whether that's necessary, or maybe not. If you have arba oros, but you sew them together, that's considered one unit, and that also would be perfectly good for your tefillin shel rosh. And he says, because he says it's tov kosher, it's the best thing to do to make them all from one echad, but from one or. But it sounds like mikra din, not sure. Just the chachila, that's the best thing to do. The Bach says that no, sewing is no good. When you sew it together, that's dalad batim. That's not one bias. That's not good enough. So lechora, you would expect that the halacha would be consistent. If sewing is good enough for the batin, then sewing should be good enough for the parshios, and sewing should be good enough for mezuzah, and sewing should be good enough for get, and sewing should be good enough for shofar. Well, shofar you wouldn't sew, but you know, some sort of equivalent type of chibur, that it should be good for all of them. The problem is, it doesn't actually work out that way. If you go through the different sugyas, you find that there seem to be a lot of stiras. Let's take the parshios of the tefillin. The Gemara goes on, Tanu Rabbanan Ketzad Kosvan, how do you write the tefillin? Tefillah shel yad kosva al or echad v'im kosva bar ba'orus v'nicha ba'is echad yatsa v'tzorech l'davik. But you need to attach them together if you want to use it for tefillah shel yad. Shenemar v'ayilcha la'os al yadach k'shem sha'os achas mi b'chutz kach os achas mi b'fnim. That just like it appears like one os on the outside, it has to be one os on the inside. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, at least Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need to attach them fully together to make, but attaching them works. You need to attach them, and attaching them works, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosos Mesachas Sota, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tosos Mesachas Sota, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, discusses a shofar. If you're medabik shivrei shofras, you take broken pieces of a shofar and you put them together, it says pasul. Why? Because it wasn't briyasan bebas achas. V'nikar atosefes, it's obvious, it's clear that it's been added to and messed with, and the chibur doesn't help. And he compares it, he said it's like a get that's written al shtei dapin and was then sewn together, which is also possible. So according to Tosos, very clear, Tosos took a stance on two other areas of halacha. That get is no good to connect it together, and the shofar is no good. So we already have a question. Why is it that when it comes to the parshas it's tefillin, sewing it together is perfectly fine? Yet when it comes to, according to Tosfos, and that's a Gemara, that's in the Gemara, yet when, according to Tosfos, when it comes to get, and when it comes to shofar, not perfectly fine. What about mezuzah? So the Gemara, Lam Gimel Amad Aleph, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Kosval Shnei Dapin Psula. The Gemara doesn't talk about being medabek, it just says, if you wrote on two dapim, it's possible, two separate pages, mezuzah has to be one sheet, it can't be on two separate sheets. Okay, good, but can I connect it? Says the Rambam, Perikei Halacha Aleph, Kasva b'shnei oros, af al pi shetafran psula. Even if you then sew it together, still possible. So you see that, according to Tosfos, get and shofar, sewn together is no good. According to the Rambam, mezuzah sewn together is no good. And the only Gemara that we have that actually talks about sewing something together says that it's fine. By tefillin. It's the only Gemara that actually talks about it. And it says that it's perfectly fine. So by get, by shofar, by mezuzah, all the Rishonim are jumping all over. No good, no good, no good. But tefillin, which is the only place the Gemara actually talks about it, the Gemara says that it's fine. What was driving the Rishonim to just not, you know, make a simple tushtel? The Gemara says that it's okay over here, so stuff, it's okay over there as well.
Tefillin's the only one where, like, you never see what's written. So if Tefillin makes it as if, like, you wrote on one, like, we'll go on, and now we're going to see the difference between one whole thing versus one tiny little crack of the Tefillin. It's not the biggest deal, but for a shofar, you see it. It was as if you weren't, you mean you still always tore it with the things, and also get it, hand it to you, tell it's not.
Very good. Tefillin is fundamentally different in that you hope to never see your tefillin, meaning it's put in there and it's closed up, and there's even discussion we've shown him whether there's any Indian of having mehudar writing in your tefillin. What does it need to be mehudar for? No one's going to see it anyway. Just make sure it's kosher. Right? There's a sheet of Tosfos that you don't need to, what would you need hidur for tefillin? So maybe the level of dibuk would be, we'd be a little more makel with that because no one's going to see it. But why would that depend on seeing it? Why would whether it's considered one unit depend on what you see?
It's nikar.
That it's right. So it's not going to be nikar, right? Since that's the lashon of Tosfos also. I hear.
The fact that shoyad is made up of four pieces, I said shoyad is made up of one, shorosh made up of four. So like there's little room to like. Yes.
Meaning, as long as you've distinguished it enough from the Shel Rosh, you're saying the Shel Rosh is Megala, that we don't really care that much about it being.
No, the fact that the Gemara only states by its filling is that there's an Indian for a full piece and there's an Indian for seven pieces. So that's why over there it might be okay to.
Okay, good. So you're heading down the road that Rav Soloveitchik takes. Not exactly, but down that road. And he suggests as follows. Obviously, he suggests. The din of tefillin being a single, of tefillin shel yad being a single unit, a single parsha, is not the same as the din by mezuzah, by get, by shofar, by all these other cases. He says, Tosfos Sota is teaching us that attaching two things does not work to make it a safer echad for get. Torah says v'kasav la sefer krisus. Midashin, it's got to be sefer echad v'lo shnayim u'shlosha svarim. It can't be two svarim, three svarim. It's got to be one klaf. The psul of shnayim u'shlosha svarim by get is l'chora a din in the cheftza shall get, that the get needs to be a single unit. And the same by mezuzah, that an or echad is a din in the cheftza of the parshios of the mezuzah, that the parshios of the mezuzah need to be together a single unit. That is not the din by tefillin. By tefillin, he suggests, it's not a din in the cheftza of the parshios themselves. So by the din of the parshios and the kedusha of the tefillin, that's chal at the time that you're kosev, there's no din. Meaning, the parshios of tefillin, when you write the tefillin, and there's automatic kedusha as soon as you write the tefillin, you haven't yet even determined whether it's going to be shal yad or shal rosh. There's no din that you need, we discussed. You don't need l'shma for Shal Rosh, or Lishma for Shal Yad. It's just L'shem Tefillin. So the idea of Or Echad or Shnei Oros is not relevant to the actual Cheftza of Kedusha, because the Cheftza of Kedusha is there without any earmarking towards Shal Yad or Shal Rosh anyway. You don't have to have L'shem Shal Rosh or L'shem Shal Yad. So it turned out that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the psul of writing Shal Yad, there is no psul of writing the Shal Yad on four oros. The psul is something else. So what is that psul? It's not writing, creating this cheftza of tefillin Shal Yad on four separate parchments. So what is it? What is the problem? So he says, in order to understand the problem, you need to look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. The Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph discusses what really we're going to start getting into tomorrow, which is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of tefillin. You know, that it has to be black, and all the different halachos of Moshe Misinai of tefillin. So the Rambam writes, Shmona halachos yesh b'maisa tefillin, kulon the Moshe Misinai. There are eight halachos of Moshe Misinai that relate to tefillin, but one of them is, v'shiyichro chosan b'seyar me'al ha-matlis, you should wrap it in hair, v'achar kach machnisan b'batehen. And then you are machnis b'batehen. You put them into the batim. The Rambam is very, very careful with his lashon. What do you think you're doing with these tefillin, with these parshios? There are batim, there are parshios. I mean, obviously, the parshios are going into the batim. It reminds me a little bit of like when the Rambam describes karpas on the Seder night. So what does when the Rambam describes charoses on the Seder night, what does the Rambam say? That umevio el ashulchan, and you bring it to the table. So the Acharon jump on that. What do you think you're doing with it? Obviously, you're bringing it to the table. What's the Rambam emphasizing? Machnisan l'toch batehen. That you put them into the batim. That's part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not halacha l'moshe misinai. It's just how you make it. It's just the only way to make it, to make a single unit of tefillin. So it says of Soloveitchik, the din of kricha b'seyar is a din in the ma'isa tefillin, but it's not alone. Meaning, part of the din of the halachah Moshe Misinai is that there are halachos of hachnasa lebatim. There are hachnasa lebatim is not just a chitimtza to get tefillin; it's a halacha that hachnasa lebatim is part of the asiyas tefillin. If that's the case, it could be that the din of os achas is not a din in the ksivas tefillin, which it can't be. We've already proven it can't be, and therefore it's not a din in the chetza shel tefillin. It's a din in hachnasa lebatim. That when you're machnis, the parshios, into the batim, by the shal rosh you need four hachnasos, and by the shal yad you need one hachnasa lebatim. That's all, that's the whole halacha of shal yad needing to be a single unit. That it has to be done in one maisa hachnasa. So it's not a din about creating a cheftza echad, because you know what? When you're tofer different things together, you sew different things together, it doesn't create a cheftza echad. It's not good enough. It's not good enough for mezuzah, according to the Rambam. It's not good enough for get, according to Tosos. It's not good enough for shofar, according to Tosos. Why is it good enough for tefillin? Because by tefillin, it's not about the cheftza shel tefillin. It's about the maisa achnasa, the batim, and the maisa achnasa is one maisa as long as it's physically together. That's what Soloveitchik suggests. And he points out, Rav Khan points out, that a riot, Rav Soloveitchik, is from Tosos and Lamed Hamad Aleph by the Dibra Maskel Shin Shel Tefillin, where he says you could wrap a cloth around the four oros instead of just attaching them together, instead of sewing them together. Wrapping a cloth around them would do the same thing. How on earth would wrapping a single cloth around all four parshios, if they were written separately, how would that possibly accomplish the same thing? How could you even argue that would accomplish the same thing? They're four separate parshios. What is wrapping something around to make it one? It doesn't make it one parsha. They're not connected at all. What does it do? It makes it easy that you can just stuff it in all at once. As long as you can stuff it into the bottom all at once, then it's one hachnas of the bottom. So if that's the case, you're not going to bring a raya from tefillin to anywhere else, because by tefillin it's a din that's unique to tefillin of hachnas al batim, not a din in the chefts of the parshios themselves. Anyway, says Rav Soloveitchik that it seems from the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Chavav Amin Aleph to support that this idea is supported a little bit, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses why you're not allowed to use a keren shel para for shofar. So the most famous part of that Gemara is the part that he doesn't focus on. What's the most famous part of the Gemara? Why not use a keren shel para? In kategor nasa senegar. How can you use something that's the egel, symbolic of the egel? And the Gemara asks over there, wait a second, the big day zahav of a kohen is worn, a kohen gadol is worn, just not lefnim, but he wears big day zahav. But I'm taking the only problem lefnim, but shofar is not lefnim. No, it's kivan, you know, since it's coming to Ritzui, since it's coming to Lizikar and Kasi, it's kilefnim dummy. The Gemara says it's like it's lefnim. So there's beautiful Torah on that, on why shofar is considered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Wherever you're blowing shofar, it's automatically considered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Fine, but that was the subject of my oldest son's bar mitzvah drasha, but that's a different story. But the Gemara over there says, shofar echad am rachman of l'ashayim m'shlosha shofaros. Why can't you have a shofar shalpara? So the less exciting answer, because the Torah says shofar echad and not shnayim m'shlosha shofaros. And a para has a shofar that's gildy. It's like layers, and it looks like it gives the appearance of multiple shofaros. Now, are these layers attached to each other? Yeah, they're definitely attached to each other. They don't come apart. They're attached to each other. And nevertheless, it still says no good, because it's dom l'shnei shofaros. Gemara over there says dibek shivrei shofaros. Puzzle. You take different broken pieces of a shofar and stick them together. That's also puzzle. And Rashi says, puzzle de havalei ki shnei shofros. It's like having two separate shofros. So that's where we get the idea that dibuk doesn't connect it. So l'chora, you're going to puzzle get a mezuzah also. If you're tafra and madbika and you connect them because it's shnei svarim, even though parshas is tefillin, are all allowed to be connected. Why? Because those are all dinim in the chefta. The chefta can't appear like two things, and it can't be two things, and connections aren't enough to take away its status as two things. It can be very strongly connected. Your tefira could be stronger than the paper itself. It doesn't make a difference. That doesn't take away the status of it fundamentally appearing like two things. Whereas by tefillin, the appearance doesn't matter. It's the achnas al batim. It's just the fact that you're sticking it into the batim all at one time. That's what matters. That is how Rav Soloveitchik explains one side in Poskim. However, not everyone agrees to everything that we've said. There are Poskim that hold that attaching two different things together works even when you need Chefza Echad. Even by something where it's a din in the Chefza, there needs to be a single unit. For example, the Beis Shmuel, which we put in the Mar Mekomos, in Siman Kuf Lamed Sifkat and Ches, Beis Shmuel writes, Davak Shnei Oros Biyachad, Al Yidei Devek, Rekasav Aleim Get, Pasul Misafek, that if you take two pieces of parchment, and you glue them together, and you write a get on it. It's possibly suffix. Sefer Echad, Lo Shnayim Shlosha Svarim. Then he says, well, why shouldn't it work? After all, the Gemara Menachos, Vayelech Ala Os, Os Achas Bechutz, Os Achas Befnim, that the parshas of the tefillin, you're allowed to connect together. So if you write the tefillin on Shnei Klafim, it's possible, you're medabik them, it's going to be kosher. And he says, you can't bring a raya that it's no good from the sugi in Rosh Hashanah, he says. Meaning, what's he struggling with? We have a sugi in Menachos that says that it's perfectly fine to attach two different things together. You have a sugi in Rosh Hashanah that we just discussed that it's not perfectly fine to attach different things together. So what about a get? So he says, I think the get should be more like the sugi in Menachos, that it should be fine to attach it together. Why not like the sugi in Rosh Hashanah? The ain lahavi raya midubik shofaros depasul. Shofar is different because it's very nicker. By a get, it's not going to be so nicker. So we're discussing, is that really, what's the metzias that he's describing? I would think by a get, it's very nicker. Maybe, you know, sometimes you can glue something in such a way where it's almost like seamless, where it comes together. But by the shofar, it's nicker, but it's a din in being nicker. So you see that not everyone makes the same distinction of Cheftza being a din in the Cheftza versus being a din in the Achnasa. It's helpful to explain the Rambam and Tosfos, but the Beis Shmuel is not sure that by a get that would be the halacha anyway. So they just go, yeah.
The Gemara later on talks about whether or not when your tzuris break, you want to sew them back together, and it even gives the option of like where you sew it, where it doesn't even look like you sew it like underneath the top layer.
So what's the din by Ritzuos? What's the din by Ritzuos? Right. Why? I mean, I'm saying, according to this, why would Ritzuos, it's a din in the Cheftza by Ritzuos, it has to be a din in the Cheftza, there's nothing else that it could be. So it makes sense, according to Rav Salvation. Right? But if it's din being nicker, it doesn't sound like it's din being nicker, because it says even if it's not nicker, right?
No, if it's not bigger, that it looks
sewn.
It looks like it's one piece.
Yeah.
It's still no good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it sounds against the Beis Shmuel. It sounds much more like Rav Salvation, right? Where it's got to be a din in the Cheftza. And since it's a din in the Cheftza, no amount of sewing is going to help you. Okay, maybe we'll stop there. I got to give the other shear now. Tomorrow we'll move on to a new topic. We'll move on to Lamed Hayamid Aleph. Already, hopefully, enough time to prepare something. So.